So last week I was on vacation and I didn't have to give homilies because actually on daily masses a priest doesn't have to give a homily. But I did want to, and I didn't even prepare for it, is when I was reading through the Sermon on the Mount that begins with the Beatitudes, or the true word of happiness, Beatitudes. And when I heard this one line, I thought, this is really coming to my heart, not just for today, but probably for many, many weeks in the future. Quote, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." Peacemakers and peacefulness. I mean, what more do we need right now in our culture today? Then we come in on Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Jesus Christ. How often we see the same on the scriptures today, as well as the words that we say peace over and over and over and over during Mass. But in our readings, the responsorial psalm, "He has granted peace in your borders." Or in the amazing sequence. Now the sequence is many, many, many years old, and we only hear it a few times a year because of how powerful it is. And then just the poetry of it. And just one line again, one phrase. "And his rule for guidance taking, bread and wine we hallow making, thus our sacrifice of peace." I think most of us together today would believe that we all need to be peaceful and to be peacemakers, especially as Catholics, Christians in our culture today. But the reality is that a lot of people in our world wants it in a secular world, right? And have we ever been in a peaceful world in all humanity? No, never. We never will. Not on earth, because we're a sinful people. And also, we're also not either or. Like, okay, we can help our secular world, or we can be Catholics and do what we're supposed to do following the scriptures. Well, no, as Catholics and Christians, we believe both and. Do we want to help our secular world? Well, yeah. Do we want to follow Jesus Christ? Of course. But listen again to this pair, this one verse, all right? This is Jesus Christ somewhere else, and this could be a whole different homily, and I'll give only one point about it. But Jesus also said, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth." Again, in the world. Because the world, not the globe, but the world itself is people of humans with sin. He does not come for peace with sinfulness or evilness or Satan himself. "I have come to bring not peace, but the sword." That's the only comment I'll make. The sword, he's not talking about a physical sword to be violent. Jesus was always nonviolent. And that sword is probably his own word or the scriptures. What did Jesus speak in John 6 today? "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you." Soak on that one. Again, another verse that a lot of people, as they preach, we'll probably get rid of that one. We want to soup down that one. Or about Jesus saying, "I didn't bring peace. You do not have life within me. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I have raised him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." That is where peacefulness is. That's where peacemakers are created, by receiving the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And that's why we have Corpus Christi. So with the both and as us, as Catholics, Christians, that we first find the peace in our hearts from Jesus' body and blood. We then take that peace as peacemakers to go into the world with our brothers and sisters that may be atheists or different denominations or different religions. But we must receive the peace of Jesus, because He is the way, the truth, and the life. And we do that with ourselves and our families, and then into the world that must be taught with our own image, our actions, our words, and the belief of our Savior, who is the peacemaker.